there. Welcome to the Spooky Chris Podcast, episode 5. 5 days in a row, holy cats. Anybody who's actually listened to 5 episodes, you probably deserve some kind of like a decoder ring or something. So hey, hi and welcome. My name's Chris Ringler. I am a author and sort of filmmaker and sort of artist once in a while, an oddball horror buff living in Michigan. This is my gonna eventually be occasional. It's kind of the podcast has become my sort of daily therapy right now. It'll be an occasional podcast of me talking about horror and pop culture and just oddball stuff that comes to mind. This time around, I thought I'd talk about just the notion of kind of pursuing your passion. A lot, you know, in the course of, I said it in another podcast, but I've been writing for, gosh, I think if I was really to set down when I got serious, I wrote a story in high school, that really kind of like connected to me, and I really connected to it, and it really made me want to write. Before that, I always wanted to be kind of, for some reason, I thought I could be a cartoonist by just drawing faces, and they were like literally eyeballs, like circles with dots and a smiley face and maybe a no. Like it was no. And then I wanted to be a special effects makeup person, never doing any of that stuff. What's funny is as I've gotten older, especially making these little movies I make, I've gotten more hands-on in the special effects stuff, figuring stuff out. But I mean, no, again, it wouldn't have worked out. Not so much. But writing really connected to me. You know, and it felt like something that was, you know, I liked to do and it felt good to do. But it's been interesting as I've, you know, been writing through all these years. And again, I mean, you're talking, so when I was 14 to 16, and so almost 30 years, give or take, that I've been writing. And I've gotten, you know, more and more serious about it, obviously. So I've been writing for a long time, and, you know, I went to conventions and set up and sold, you know, my first book was, and a lot of this, anybody who's ever read my blog, this is all, you know, old hat, so I apologize that you never knew who's listening. So yeah, when I started, like I went the traditional route. And I tried to get published in magazines and this and that. And I spent years trying all that. Never got anywhere. Ended up, you know, just kept writing. And ended up subsidizing my first book, which is Back From Nothing. And it was just such a pain in the neck. Subsidizing back in the day was kind of like you're paying to get your book produced. You know, there were companies and you paid X amount. And they would, quote-unquote, edit your book and lay it out and do cover art and blah, blah, blah. I did my own cover art. I kind of put the book together. And the book, honestly, looks kind of like doo-doo. Because it's not even like, I don't know, it's not even a really nice font. It's like super basic. But again, it was the only way I could get a book out. And it's, you know, one of those things like, I would love to be one of those guys, one of those people, who has a publisher, who has an agent, who has all these things. That's just not who I am. I've been published in some things now. I received a couple honorable mentions in Year's Best Fantasy and Horror a couple times because of the previous publications. What I've learned over the years, you know, and so I started doing convention stuff to promote that book, and then put together chat books, which are small form kind of collections of stories. Went to conventions trying to sell them. And again, like more than anything, I just want to get my name out there and get myself out there. I kind of come from a DIY mentality, so I've never had a problem with self-publishing and putting stuff out there. I mean, people who put their own records out there, they put their own poetry books out there, and it's not frowned upon. But for some reason with books it is, and I can understand the idea why people would frown upon it, but I still don't agree with it. But, I tried to go the traditional route and it didn't work. I submitted dozens and dozens of magazines over the years and just no one ever was biting. Experience tells me, and again, like it happens where people's like unknowns have great stories. I don't know if they're tapping into a moment, if they get the right story to the right person. I don't know. I don't know what the chemistry behind that is. I mean, what I do know is that a lot of it, much like getting jobs I've found, is people who know people who know people. It's being a known commodity or knowing someone or, you know, again, it's sometimes just getting lucky and having the right story. All of this is to say that that didn't stop me from writing. I've always, you know, I always kept writing. I mean, I don't know how many times I've sworn it off and I'm done and I'm never going to do it and I'm never going to do shows again and I'm over it and blah, blah, blah. You know, and I always kind of go back to it. It's kind of the lover I can't quit, as it were. But, you know, 2009, I found out about a thing called self-publishing. And I'd been waiting for that all these years. And it changed everything for me. I'd put one book out from between 1999 and 2009. And from 2009 to 2019, I have put out 16 books. And a couple books that weren't meant for public consumption per se, but, you know, and people can look at it as they want. They can look at it as like, well, you're just self-published, so who cares? It doesn't matter. I mean, maybe that's true. Maybe it is. There is a bit of vanity in self-publishing. It's believing in yourself beyond what others do. And maybe we need that gatekeeper, that editor, that publisher, that agent. And maybe that's who keeps us safe from all the refuse out there and all the trash that gets published. Maybe, maybe not. But I think I'd argue there's a lot of trash that gets published traditionally. A lot of trends that are followed more than art. So I don't know that I pay much mind to it. All of this is to say that what I found, and you know, over through the years and stuff, you'll run into people and like, man, I have this story and I just, I'm not a writer. And I'm sure artists, you know, painters get it, and photographers, and, you know, I've dabbled in all of it. And my experience is that if you have something to say, you just find a way to say it. It drives you crazy. The arts are kind of our therapy. Even if it's just to make ourselves feel as if we're not just a 9-to-5 clock-punching monkey. If it's just to say that we're more than this, even if it never gets anywhere, you being in a band and playing music with your friends, there's nothing wrong with that. Like making some money on the side is awesome. Putting some record out, awesome. Just because you're not the next, you know, American Idol doesn't mean that what you do is any less. It doesn't make what you're producing any less. If you're a cover band, if it makes you happy, then, I mean, why wouldn't you do it? We judge everyone so much on what we perceive adulthood is, making up as we go along. Like, adulthood is nonsense. Adulthood is crap. Which is not to say you should, you know, revert to childhood and, you know, try to relive your youth, as it were. But, like, I mean, the thing is just that you've got to just do it. If you have that fire in you to produce something, do it. I mean, of all the kind of crummy things going on, we really are in an era where if you want to produce art of any kind, you can do it. Painting supplies are reasonable. Blogging. There are blogs online for free blogging. Podcasting. Literally, there's, like, I'm using, like, inexpensive stuff. Like, the most expensive thing is if you have, like, a laptop. But, I mean, I think you could do it with your phone. I mean, and there's so many sites to put stuff on. Like, where there's kind of where there's a will, there's a way. For writers, like, truly, if you believe in what you do, you can hook up with, like, artists to do art. You can hook up with editors. I mean, it'll cost you some money, but like, if you believe in what you're doing, you can do it. You can put your own books out. It's miserably hard. But the thing, you know, end of the day, as it were, you know, to use a cliche, I know that I supported each book as much as I could, and I didn't just give it like a window of 6 months and then get over it and just kind of like say to heck with it, I'm done. And that's what so many publishers do, is you're on a clock, and it's like, we're going to put X amount of money into you, we're going to put X amount of time into you. Past that, it's on you, and whatever happens, happens. So that you really have to, like, you have to have a plan yourself, and you have to hit. Like, you have to hit something and almost get lucky. Again, I've done these conventions for years, and I'll sell books. It's great to sell books to strangers. I mean, I've never, ever moved them to any degree where I even get my table back on most big shows. Like, I've never happened. But I've seen people do it, and it happens. I don't necessarily agree with their sales techniques, but, you know, just like I've had people where they're looking at my stuff, and I can tell they're just not ready for what I'm writing. Luckily, now I have kind of a diverse catalog, but I don't feel right selling people something I know that's going to offend them or upset them. It's just not my bag. But you can make your own path. That's the thing. And it's hard to tune out the nonsense. Again, I went in 05. I went to New York for the World Horror Convention. It was funny. I met a guy, an author, and I met him in the most random way. He was emailing people, and it was in my email, my Yahoo account at the time, in my spam. And I was like, "What the heck is this?" And I pulled it out, and I looked at it. It was kind of like a letter, you know, it was about his book. And I contacted him, and he and I became kind of, you know, online friends. But he was going to be at World Horror Con with a bunch of other people, and I went to New York and roomed with them, and, you know, did this great adventure there. And it's funny because all of those folks are big in the bizarro writing scene. So they kind of took off. I never did. But it was interesting because I had my eyes open to so many things, and one of them was that this illusion we have, you know, it's fantasy, kind of, and I'm sure, you know, musicians, I can see it too, where it's like, you imagine, like, oh, if I get a record deal, I'm good, I'm famous, I'm going to tour, I'm going to get money, and it doesn't work out that way. Just because you have a publisher doesn't mean you have money, that there's money coming in, that you're rich, that you can quit a day job. Because that was the theme, is that all of these authors and stuff had to keep their jobs. They had no choice, and it wasn't a bad thing. I think in most ways, it kind of keeps you balanced, because you know how hard you still have to work, and you can still love your writing, because, I mean, essentially you're writing for love, unless you just hit something and are making a ton of money. And the thing is, too, is you can even just put ebooks out. Like, I have a friend that has made a bunch of money on ebooks. I've never cracked that nut, but it can happen. Anybody can tell a story. Anyone can take a photograph. Anyone can paint. And literally anyone can draw. Anyone can sing. Anyone can do anything. To have skill at it takes time. To have skill at it takes work. It takes effort. That's what kind of cuts people off at the knees, is it's not that it's easy, but that doesn't make it unrewarding. You know, it's just a matter of how much you're willing to put into it. And nobody has as much time as they wish, and it's carving out the time to do it. You know, everybody wants to write the great American novel instead of, like, their great novel. And then when they write that one, they want to write your next great novel. Like, just write. Everything doesn't have to end up in a drawer or, you know, like, abandoned. And, oh, it does. My experience on that stuff has just been, if something's not working, I put it away. And my mind's always working on it somewhere. And eventually I'll pull it out. And if I can fool with it, I'll fool with it. I mean, if you need to gut it, gut it. Sure, like, there's the adage of, you know, you have to be willing to kill your babies, and it's the idea that, or kill your darlings. It's the idea that if you're not willing to see through yourself to, like, the core of what you're trying to say, then you're going to get caught up in a mess and lose the story or lose what you're trying to do. And that is true. But the more confident you get in what you're doing, the more confident you'll be in your kind of self-sacrifice. Like, gosh, I really like that, but I'm just going to get rid of it. And maybe it turns up something else. Maybe it doesn't. It doesn't mean it's dead forever. You keep it around. We let ourselves age so quickly as we get old. We wrap ourselves up in what were expected in the drama of the day, the politics, the social media, our friends, our family, our jobs, everything drains us. And it doesn't have to be, I mean, it's not to say any of that's bad. It's all good. Hopefully, hope mine's good. Hope yours is good. But you have to make time for you too. Just like if you have a partner, they have to have time for whatever their love is. And you find the time and you make it. Because if it's something that sticks with you, if something that means something to you, you do it. You can, gosh, there's just, it's such an amazing, as scary as right now is for so many reasons, there are so many awesome things and awesome opportunities. Like you can stay at home and buy programs and put out records that sound good, that if you have the talent and the skill that are good. If you're just like, you can't do touring for whatever your reason is, you can still get it to people. Like, none of this is easy. That's the thing, is none of this is easy. None of this means you're going to be rich. None of this means you're going to be successful per se. But, I mean, the first step, the first hurdle is doing it. And I mean, truly, as someone who has, you know, forced themselves forward, you know, any of that stuff is possible. I remember, so in 2011, I was working, you know, 2-3 jobs, didn't have any money, kind of similar to where I'm at right now, was essentially broke, and I got a little bit more back in my tax return than I expected. So I had $800, and I said to myself, you know, well, I can go out of town to do a convention, which I've done, you know, since 8 years down the road I've done, or maybe I put some friends together and we make one in town where I live. I've always wanted to put a convention on. And I weighed it. And I was like, well, if I go out of town, it's going to basically eat up all that money. I'm never going to make that money back. Like, that's not even being a pessimist. It's just I'm being a realist. I'm not going to make the $800 back with the costs. And it may be a great experience, but what do I have to show for it? Or I could do a convention. So 2019, our little group of folks have been around these 8 years, and we did three or four conventions we've done. Now we do a film festival. I've met hundreds of people because of what we do. We put on art shows, musical shows, conventions with celebrities. I got to hang out with some of the people, like people that I've watched their movies and like meet them and connect with them. We get to see these film festivals. We get to see movies from around the world. We get to honor some of our friends that have left us with some of the awards. Like, and that was just with $800 and the belief of some friends, and like all of us kind of sacrificing and pushing ourselves and each other and just pushing forward to do it. We can do anything. It's just a matter of believing in ourselves and tuning everyone out that doesn't believe in us. And I mean, maybe it doesn't work out, but if you don't try, if you don't put yourself into it, if you don't go for it, I mean, all you have is regrets. I'd rather have a heart full of memories than a heart full of regrets, because regrets are heavy and they follow you for the rest of your life. Memories, you may even forget, but those are what kind of make life something special, that and the connections we have with people. And it's through your art, through your passion, you connect. There may just be one person in the world that ever connected with any story I've ever written, but that was at least one connection I made, like one person. That's more than I would have touched if I never wrote any stories, if I never produced anything. And that's pretty powerful, and it's pretty awesome. You know, and hopefully when you're ready, you will find the time and the peace of mind and the space to kind of pursue your love. And again, it can all be baby steps. Like, nothing has to be a grand display right out of the gate. It all takes time. It all takes patience and just the drive to do it. I hope you find that patience and passion. I hope you find it in yourself to pursue whatever you love: comics, books, poetry, music, sculpting, painting, whatever. Like, I hope you find that passion, and don't let this world and the negative people we seem to be surrounded by sometimes, you know, drag you down and, you know, kill any passion. In high school, I got into a program for commercial art. I got into it in a circuitous way. I didn't go through the same hoops that everybody else had to. People weren't happy about that. Like, it was what it was. But I was still there. It, like, at the end of the 2 years, the teacher there, the, you know, instructor, who was kind of a professional working instructor, had told me, "You are no artist." And he was always bitter about me being in there, because he was supposed to vet everyone, and he was just never really liked me. His words stuck with me long enough that I stopped doing art for, I mean, at least a decade. And that's the damage that negativity can do. So you have to be your own engine, and you have to push yourself forward and drag yourself forward. And I hope you do. And, the world's a better place with passion and art. And when those two come together, anything can happen. So I hope you find your passion. Have a good rest of your whatever it is. Bye.